Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America, and welcome, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm right here.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
blues tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Sitting under my hood, I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. There just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Get around a driver, wants to throw a dead heat. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch.
Oh boy, here we go.
Little bitty meter on my radio.
All right, what do you think here, folks? We got a little temporary glitch.
Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back.
Marty, but I am back. It's me. The real deal. Okay. Now, here I go. I don't think I'm coming across here. I don't hear anything.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet you are, everybody, and I am back on the radio. You can hear me now, and I can hear me now, and everybody can hear me now. Apologize for a little bit of a glitch there, but yours truly was a little rusty on my end, and Kyle Ward has been patiently waiting while I was working this thing out on my end. I did a couple of things. Not necessarily that I normally do, but there you go. We are back. Kyle Warren is here. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. It's great to have you back, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, that blame all of that on me, but we had a little fun. We played Rooster Cruisin'.
We did play Rooster Cruisin', absolutely.
All right,
yes.
Well, let's do this a little backwards. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance right now. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You betcha. And let me tell you something. It's been a long road for me the past 5 weeks. People don't even want to know what I went through, and I'm not really going to say a lot about it, but I want to say that all those thoughts, all those prayers, everything that everybody did absolutely positively worked, and I can't say thank you enough to the folks. Now, if you want to call us tonight, the old telephone number is back in play again, 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 if you want to give us a call. Well, Kyle, I want to start out with some violence, two different sets of violence. We'll start with your state first. What on earth went on in Glendale, California with the more or less riot they had there? What was that all about?
Evidently, Captain, what we understand is that there was a fight that broke out at a school board meeting, I believe, and this has to do from what we understand, with the LGBTQ curriculum that was presented there. So it's definitely something that's a very controversial topic. There's no doubt about that. We understand at least three people were arrested after fights broke out at the Glendale School District meeting about inclusion studies for LGBTQ+. So it's unfortunately, this looks like it was all over by about 6:15 p.m. local time. Police were on a loudspeaker telling everybody to disperse, and they declared it an unlawful assembly, as a matter of fact. And they had to use barricades as, in the middle of the parking lot, we understand. This according to KTLA Channel 5, one of our local stations here in Southern California.
Well, what I saw was more than barricades, and it was more than just a little pushing and shuffling. They were swinging, the cops were in the middle of it, and it was just a melee, an absolute melee. And if this is the peaceful end of the LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever in the hell they call themselves, then somebody better regroup.
Well, it shows how volatile this really can be, especially when you have parents coming out to these school board meetings, having maybe some different opinions from what the school district or the educators want to have in the classrooms. And this boils down again to, you know, who's in charge of education, who makes the agenda for education. We saw similar things like this happen, Captain, back when it was the Attorney General saying. That parents were a real threat here, almost domestic terrorists, if I recall correctly. And that whole issue, again, I think centered around these kinds of curriculums.
Okay, before we get over to some politicking, and we got a lot of politicking to talk about, Richmond, Virginia, mass shooting. I believe seven people were shot at a high school graduation. And I know some of them were very, very serious. I don't know if anyone's died yet or not, but that happened sometime in the early evening, last night, which was, Tuesday night?
Well, this occurred evidently near Virginia Commonwealth University. It was following a high school graduation ceremony. We understand at this hour, Captain, the information we have is that two people were killed, five others were injured in this particular shooting.
Okay, and unfortunately, I believe the assailants are at large, are they not?
As far as we know, no, actually there was a 19-year-old who was taken into custody and is going to be charged with two counts of second-degree murder at this hour. The police found many different handguns, according to the reports. We don't know much more about the motivations here, but certainly that's going to come out in this investigation, hopefully very, very soon. But following a high school graduation, which should be a very happy occasion, a time of accomplishment and looking towards the future, this is a terrible, terrible tragedy that has happened.
Well, Mark Walters will be on the show in hour number 4, and we're going to discuss this and some other things at length, so you'll want to be tuning in for that, folks. Now, it's fair to say that the new breed of Republican, the House conservatives, some of them who got elected in this last election, went there with what they felt was a consensus to make some big changes. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think every group that comes in, they expect that they're going to be able to make some kind of mark or affect some kind of substantive change. They can go back to the constituents, sure.
So about 40 of them yesterday staged a, let's call it a mini revolt in retaliation for Speaker Kevin McCarthy's leadership on last week's vote to raise the debt ceiling. Now, when last I checked, it was majority rules.
Well, yeah, and essentially, yes, when you have a bill that's going to be passed, that's how it gets passed, absolutely.
And the right-wing banding together of these some 40-some-odd people to block the progress on a mixture of bills that were going to be good for everybody involved, by the way, especially us on our side of the aisle, vented their frustration. And some of these people, again, and I have no use for the whiner, crier, can't do this, can't do that. Get out of my way, please. Get out of my way. This is too important, this country that we have. And it's too important to make sure that we have the right people in the right place doing the right thing. And to elect somebody to go to Congress and then become part of the problem and not the solution is not the answer.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that many voters, Republican and Democrat, and talking about, you know, middle America, people that, you know, are sort of in the more moderate range and so forth, I think that they see contrarianism. You know, someone just comes in and they simply say, no, I'm just going to stop everything in its tracks, you know, and no deal unless I get every single thing I want. I don't think that those voters think that that's the way to go, because you want to be able to move the needle. And I know a lot of people were very critical of the debt deal on the GOP side, but I don't think they can argue with the fact that the needle did move. It opens up new possibilities, and it actually shows that the administration had to blink. They'll tell us that we didn't blink, we didn't negotiate on the debt deal, we just negotiated on spending and this kind of thing. They'll try to nuance it and split hairs, but in reality, they did not let it go to a default, which, of course, they thought that they could dangle over everybody like the sword of Damocles.
That's right. Now, was it everything everybody wanted? No. Never could have been, never would have been. Was it some of what everybody wanted? Sure. Both sides of the aisle? Absolutely. And by the way, there had to be some sort of coming together here of the political parties in order to get this done. And it was done. So now what you do, the smart people amongst us, now what you do is you go back and you renegotiate some stuff. You start renegotiating some things to bring your budget in line, to get your cost cuts in line, all that sort of stuff. And you start talking. You don't start acting like the king of the jungle and you're just going to shut everything down. That's not the way it works.
Well, they can get some things done in appropriations, and then they can also, I think, begin to parlay the fact that most people across the country realize that budgets are budgets. They have their kitchen table budget, and they know, Captain, that they can't simply raise their credit limit whenever it suits them. They have to make hard choices. They expect their government to have to do the
yep.
same thing. Now, we're drawing the Democrats kicking and screaming
on right.
this.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're
going
to go to break. But ladies and gentlemen, I am the captain. I'm back, Matt Bruce. And by the way, this program is all about one faith, one message, one mission. We are all in this thing together, and we'd better get our act together if we want our country back. If you don't, get the hell out of my way, because we're going to get this done. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
USA News Update. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his presidential run. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. President Biden had his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election. He told reporters they'd be talking about putting the laws they've passed into action.
Invest in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, in our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
They also discussed topics like border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. 9/11 Families United has expressed strong disapproval regarding the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, which is supported by Saudi interests. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, has criticized PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, accusing him of exploiting the 9/11 community in the past when he spoke against LIV Golf. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Little KC and the Sunshine Band, you know, that's been one of my favorite groups ever since I got a chance to see them a number of years ago out there in the desert, just the other side of where Kyle Warren lives out there over towards Palm Springs in California at one of those casinos. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell. Yes, I had a lot of communication with Mike Lindell and a lot of other people while I was out. Of course, he is the inventor of MyPillow, and I just, it astounds me, folks, how he is able to come up with all these different things he's got. And if you haven't heard about this tremendous sale that he's had going on, he's got a bunch of buy one, get ones, and all that sort of stuff. And then he's got some discontinued items that he's passing along, humongous savings to the people, 80% off of the suggested retail price. 80%. You can't beat it. The towels, the sheets, the washcloths. My God, the some of the mattresses. Unbelievable. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And while you're over there, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. And if you want to call them and get a live voice, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. So 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Give it a shout. Give it a try, because all you got to lose is nothing. You're going to save a bunch of money. Save a bunch of money. All right. If you want to call the show, the number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600 on the telephone. So there you go. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I want to personally give a big shout out to a friend of the show listening right now, and that's Kathy. And Kathy, we thank you very much for your support and being there when a lot of other people weren't, and wishing us the best and all that. And of course, my buddies John and Jeff and all the people at Mission Barbecue. Did you happen to see my Facebook page yesterday?
I did, yes, yes.
Did you see what they did over there at Mission Barbecue?
Yes, I sure did. And I know everybody was happy to have you back, Captain.
Oh, they were. And I got a big shock when I came in the studio. And Joe, if Joe's listening, he's going to get a kick out of this. First of all, I figured I might see a little, you know, welcome back, something like that. And I did. There's a big sign in the window I'm looking at right now. It says, welcome back, Captain, with a picture of a stick. A stick is otherwise known as a short aerial ladder. You poke it up in the air and spray water down with it. So I appreciated that. Then, I guess it's been 12 years, and I've been asking and asking and asking for a mic flag. You know what a mic flag is?
Yeah, it's the little logo that goes around the studio mic, yeah.
Guess what I'm looking at?
You got your own mic flag. All right. Very cool. Very cool.
And I thank everybody for that. And, again, it's just it's great to be back, and it's family. This show is family. But getting back to a couple of things here, what's going to happen this week with the FBI director being called in, I believe it's Thursday, to go in front of this congressional committee again, Congressman Comer, and the allegations now are flying all over the place about how then-Vice President Joe Biden profited from the Ukraine aid, possibly to the tune of $5 million or more dollars. And it just keeps popping up. The evidence just keeps popping up. You got to believe there's something to this.
Well, that's exactly what it seems to be, because we know, Captain, that this particular informant seems to have worked with the FBI for quite some time, if not actually having worked with the FBI as an FBI agent in the past. But be that as it may, this is someone who's credible. This is not someone who simply walked in off the street and had a fantastical story, maybe akin to the Steele dossier, which was a complete fabrication. This doesn't appear to be one. However, now you've got the full court press, which is going to start about this. One of the reasons, Captain, they don't want this document out there is so that they can go out and tell people that there's nothing to it, that it's a nothing burger. And right now we got Representative Jamie Raskin out there saying that basically this was already investigated by the Trump DOJ and that it's, quote, secondhand hearsay. So, well, you know, I'm not really buying that. Because I think everybody wants to see this document. It's not a classified document. Why can't we see it now?
I got something to say to Mr. Raskin. You ready?
Sure.
You're not an Indian. Take the bandana off.
Well, you know, no matter what.
I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there.
Well, no matter what, I mean, this whole thing is that, again, you're trying to sort of poo-poo this whole story. And this is a story that really just, the technical term in the news business is it can't be poo-pooed.
No. Speaking of somebody that can't be poo-pooed or stopped, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson comes back to the public arena last night, actually, at 6 p.m. with the debut of Tucker on Twitter. Did you happen to see it?
I did not get a chance to see it, unfortunately, but certainly this is going to be an interesting sort of experiment as well, because someone with Tucker's impact could certainly push this notion that do you have to be on Fox News or on CNN or something like that in order to have an impactful program? Can you go over social media in that regard, especially when there wouldn't be any sort of constrictions, shall we say, on the content?
Well, let me answer that with my own personal mantra here. At one time, and it's pretty much balanced itself out now, at one time I had more listeners on the internet than I did on the radio because I had a huge following, and it was only getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which it still is for that matter. But Tucker has, like, what, 5 million Twitter followers or something like that?
Maybe, yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but sounds about right.
So, when you've got that many followers and you put a little 10-minute monologue out there about what it is that you've got on your mind, you're probably going to get a whole bunch of them, large numbers, watching what you're doing, right?
Well, sure.
So, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe when they get the numbers polled and whatnot, I believe you're going to see just as many people on Twitter watching him as were on the television.
Well, that's a very, very big possibility. You know, Tucker didn't leave under circumstances such that he would say, okay, well, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to make this new move. It's a career choice and this kind of thing. He was summarily ejected from Fox News that day, on a Monday, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So people were sort of left in the lurch saying, we tune in every night to watch Tucker. Now what's happened? And so, yes, of course they'll follow him over there.
Fox News is not what it used to be. I happen to personally enjoy watching Newsmax. I know some of the people that are over there. I've had them as guests on my program, and I've been on some of their shows. By the way, my radio show is listed as a conservative talk show on Newsmax to listen to.
That's really good. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and there's a lot of sort of upheaval, it seems like, in the news media these days, or these news channels. So I'm not surprised. And we're going to see sort of where it evens out, because as this election goes forward, Captain, as we move through the presidential election, I think we're going to see more and more people looking to find information. They're going to be looking to find analysis. And, of course, we try to provide the very best here on this program,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to be, and they will find it. If they don't like what they're seeing on some of these channels, they're going to go elsewhere.
Now, folks, I want to remind you, if you want to call the show, you can do such at 877-969-8600. We're coming up on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got quite an interesting report on the roads tonight. It's not fog you're looking at when you see those big gray botches across the country, especially up and down the Northeast. It's the toxic air that's there because of a lot of smoke and a lot of things that are hanging around that are not making the air very healthy to breathe. So we'll get into all of that when we come back from this next break. But Kyle, you hang on. And folks, I will be back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, again. The number to call is 877-969-8600. If you want to opine, we'll get to you right after we get the weather out there and tell you about the highways and the byways for the truckers of America, keeping America moving along. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's a little arrow Will Smith, everybody. We're rocking it up right now, and I'll tell you why we're doing that. Because I'm back in the saddle again. You bet you I am. And you know when I get back in the saddle, we're going to let the music fly. And I figured that that song and a couple of friends of mine of that would be appropriate for what we're doing right now because I am back in the saddle. Aerosmith. Now, could I play Gene Autry? Sure. But why? It's after all the middle of the night, and I'm out here trying to keep the folks awake, the big guys and gals out there going up and down the highways. All righty, well, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Yes, I stop there. Yes, I eat there. Yes, I buy gas there. I don't have a diesel vehicle anymore, but I will tell you that every time I use my card, the more I buy, the cheaper it gets. It's that simple. And if you're a professional driver or you got a motorhome or anything like that, you're out there riding around the countryside, you owe it to yourself to stop by the America's largest truck stop chain, Pilot or Flying J. You won't be sorry. Okay, let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Kyle, we've got a real problem right now with air quality in the United States, especially up and down the East Coast. A lot of South Carolina, most of North Carolina, quite a bit of Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, eastern Pennsylvania, parts of Jersey, most of New York State, believe it or not, Vermont and New Hampshire, have got a rotten, rotten air report up there. A lot of people are going to be sick over this, right?
Well, certainly people with sensitivities and so forth because of the high particulate counts in the atmosphere. And I think, Captain, a lot of this has to do with wildfires that we've been tracking in Canada over the last several days. We've seen the smoke drift on down through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and other parts of the country. Yes.
Now, it should also be pointed out that we have a lot of unsettled weather in Pennsylvania tonight because of this. And, as you said, the smoke. Over towards Pittsburgh, southwestern Pennsylvania, a poor air advisory there, parts of Ohio to include Cleveland and Erie, Pennsylvania, as well as going out into Texas, the Metroplex and down towards San Antonio, down south of Houston, up into Oklahoma, central Oklahoma to include Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and then just to add misery to what's going on here, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the temperatures are approaching 100 degrees today.
That's really significant. And, of course, usually during the other times of the year, it's very either mild, cold, or freezing. So having it be that hot right now, of course, is pretty significant.
And one thing about it is if you're traveling either up into the northern part of the U.S. along the Canadian border, you need to make sure. And by the way, I always ran 50-50 antifreeze in my big rigs, 50-50. Never did away with it because it would keep it cooler. Because if you go dumping water into a hot engine or you try to let it cool down and then dump water in, you're just going to burn it out again. So the 50-50 mixture seemed to work better for me. Now let's go over into California. I don't see a lot going on there.
Well, Captain, one of the things that we do see, of course, over in the West right now, that's the most significant thing that we see on the map right now, has to do with the area around Reno. This is I-80. If you're heading up towards Winnemucca, or if you're coming across onto the California side to Truckee, or up 395 to Susanville, or down 395 towards Bishop, we've got showers and thunderstorms continuing all this week. Showers and thunderstorms could develop each afternoon, we understand. Could be strong to severe, especially on Wednesday afternoon. Storms capable of winds, hail, heavy rainfall, and also frequent cloud-to-ground lightning could be in the mix. And we've been following this here for the last few days. So on your way up to Winnemucca, you definitely could encounter this. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, we do have up in the northern Montana area, this is going to be an aerial flood watch, and it's going to to encompass the area near Bozeman, up through Helena, Great Falls, Jordan, up towards Malta, and Glasgow as well. That's up on U.S. Highway number 2. Flood watch is in effect from Thursday afternoon through late Friday night in that area. We're not really seeing anything on the radar map in that area just right now, but in parts of southeastern Montana, this is going to be just near Miles City, in fact, right at Miles City, a little patch of rain, I-94, but then south of Miles City, down through Lane Deer, through down towards Moorhead, and then down into parts of northern Wyoming, you've got rain. Also central Wyoming, Thermopolis, that area, you've got some rain as well. One of the other trouble sections that we have right now, Captain, is going to be in eastern New Mexico. This is going to be as you come out I-40 out of Albuquerque through over towards Tucumcari and just across the border into Texas. And this is going to go down a little bit. It's going to stop a little bit north of Roswell. So we will do our obligatory notice to all alien spacecraft operators. You could have some weather in that area, just as a public service, of course. Mm-hmm. But on your way on I-40 from Tucumcari through Vega on your way to Amarillo, you got some moderate rain coming across the interstate right there right now. And then north through Dumas and up towards Boise City in Oklahoma, you got moderate to heavy rain happening there. Rounding it out just real quick, if you're going west out of Midland on I-20 there, you're going to come into some rain as you head towards Pecos, and also down to Fort Stockton south of the Pecos there. We'll just put it that way. But that's what's happening out west, Captain.
Now, it should be pointed out to all the drivers that are out there, especially the professional drivers, that diesel and gasoline is about to jump because of what OPEC has announced over the past few days. Now, I will tell you that gasoline has gone up about 20 cents a gallon in some parts of the country. Over here by me, believe it or not, it dropped about 20 cents a gallon. But I think what's going on is you've got a hoard of gasoline. They got no place to put it, so they're getting rid of the older supplies, if you will, at a cheaper price. But all of a sudden, boom, here we go. Watch and see.
Well, certainly the raising of the price per barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia is going to have an impact. And the one thing, of course, Captain, we don't want to see is somehow beginning to drain out some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with the under the guise of trying to lower gas prices. That doesn't seem to be a great idea. But even given that it's summer travel time, this kind of increase is not good.
Here's the deal, baby. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Don't stop until we fill everything we got to fill up with oil and drive the prices back down to, oh, I don't know, $1.87 a gallon. Does anybody other than me not remember what Donald Trump did just a few short years ago? $1.87 a gallon. We can do it again if we bolt the bums out and put some priorities back in place that need to be there. And these green tree beanies or whatever the hell they want to call themselves, again, lead, follow, get out of the way. Your way's not working.
Well, certainly, of course, it's been shown that it is doable to drive oil prices down or energy prices down in general, which also helps inflation.
It's doable. You know what we're going to do now? We're going to take a break, go to the top of the hour, come right back with Kyle Warren and more. Hour number 2 coming up. Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.